Shakuhachi is powered along, the music is powered along by meri and kari, a concept that alternates in various patterns, in various ways, the opposites. Meri being weak, maybe flatter in pitch, breathier. Meri sounds are also quite pretty, almost delicate. Sometimes they're called feminine. Meri sounds. Sometimes darker, as they're described as well. Kari sounds are strong, so solid middle of the pitch kind of notes are kari, and they carry with them everything from clarinet and flute colors to that of the double reeds and saxophone. Those are very kari. In actual practice, kari and meri have many, many levels. For instance, the note ts, or in Western pitch at this point, F. While there's one symbol for su, you'll often see smaller symbols in the notation, and then we'll have versions that are even further kari. This is the kari version of ts, and then that I just played. This would be a sharper version, or dai kari, big kari. Even sharper, and also more bold. But it's more common to play tsu in its meri forms. The first level, typical level, would be tsu meri, which is E-flat, flatter than an E-flat in Western pitch, and then dai meri, starting on meri, and I'll go to dai meri, which is almost the D, almost the pitch of Rho. Chu meri would be the highest version of meri. So chu, meri, meri, and dai meri. I'll play those levels. In practice, they'd never be used like that. The meri levels are used to get from one place to another. And so I would play su meri to Rho, Rho to su meri. Meri and Kari.